bowel at bowelcanceraustralia.org.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Stella and Anna with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a 9-year-old girl was attacked by a dingo on Gari on Wednesday afternoon. The dingo took the opportunity when the parents' backs were turned to bite the child after she fell into the water. However, she was taken to hospital and is in a stable condition. The dingo was already microchipped after involvement in a previous threatening behaviour. This is the 11th high-risk dingo attack reported since the 1st of January this year on the island.
A 71-year-old male body has been found in the Greenbank floodwaters late on Wednesday due to the flash flooding in the area. The man was found near his submerged ute after police were called to the property for a welfare check. This is one of 12 calls for help the SES received overnight. The state is expected to experience more wet weather over the week, with the primary threat being heavily localised rainfall.
In national news, a once thought extinct rodent has been found on a remote cattle station in the Northern Territory. The critically endangered species, the central rock rat, was spotted at the Glen Helen cattle station in central Australia, more than 100 kilometres northwest of Alice Springs. The rat is one of the most vulnerable mammals in the country and was once only known to live in the West MacDonald National Park, an area near the station. Bush Heritage Australia is commencing processes to ensure the species are better protected in the area.
In international news, a deadly Israeli strike in the Gaza Strip has resulted in the charity World Central Kitchen pausing their operations. This decision is a response to the death of 7 of its aid workers in the strike. Alongside with the US charity Anera, the foundation were responsible for serving approximately 2 million meals a week to an estimated 1.1 million Palestinians who are now facing catastrophic hunger. The WCK have accused the Israeli military of a targeted attack on clearly marked charity vehicles. However, the military described the incident as a grave mistake involving misidentification.
A rare drone attack on Myanmar's military-built capital city, Naypyidaw, has been claimed by groups that oppose the nation's army. Myanmar's primary pro-democracy resistance group, the National Unity Government, has said that the attack was focused on the airport, military targets, and a township within the capital. The military junta of the country has reported that they shot down the drones and de-escalated any threats quickly, including a drone carrying a bomb. No casualties were reported, however, this event could be the start of more drone-led attacks in Myanmar.
For your weather today, it's currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.